Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Right then, let's move on. Kefir and Taram then, so this came from The Keep. I brought it up here via the Daily Mail because my French is appalling. I know I could have used you, and your French isn't bad, Neil, but I've had to go the old-fashioned English route. Liverpool open negotiations over a deal for Nice's £52 million talent, Kefir and Taram, with the Frenchman keen to develop under Jurgen Klopp's guidance. Liverpool are reportedly keen to sign him. Klopp overhauling his midfield, yada, yada, yada. Nice reportedly set a fee of £52 million for the Frenchman. So yeah, this came from The Keep the other day. I know Kefir and Taram is someone we spoke about in the past. I know, as well, I know you know a bit more about him. Again, this one's come from France. It's come from The Keep. What are your initial thoughts, reactions to this story when you first saw it?
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't tie in with all the Schmadke, the Schmadke conspiracy, does it? Or the Schmadke sort of pulling the threads of that's why he's been appointed. No. But in terms of the type of player and the sort of the age of the player, the price is a little bit higher, obviously, than Kone. But I think he's a very, seems like a very interesting player. 6'4".
He's massive.
Yeah, 6'4" and a footballer with it, you know, not just a muscle man, is he? You know, unbelievable stock. I mean, I was reading a bit about him this week and he was talking about his games in the back garden when he was growing up in Spain and Italy with, you know, obviously they've got a forward in the family. The dad's obviously a great defender and they've got him. So, yeah, I think his word where it got quite competitive and I can well imagine. Yeah. He's obviously someone whose career is going on the up and up. He seems interesting to me in the sense that it's not the same, is it? If you look at these two players, maybe Kone a little bit more, but if you were saying that Liverpool were after Mason Mount, which they were, and they can't get Mason Mount, to go from Mason Mount to Manu Kone and Kefir and Taram feels like a bit of a change of angle, at least, if not a complete about turn. You know, they're not the same type of player. They're not the same type of profile. So I think that would be interesting to see whether Liverpool have just sort of turned on the heels and said, you know what, you know, let's just say, for example, for argument's sake, we'll back Curtis Jones to be the Mason Mount type player. We'll go and get a different type of player that we don't have, or you know, sort of we'll focus on another area. That would be interesting. But if you look at physically, and he's played a lot of games, you know, he came into the Monaco side very young in the Champions League when I think he was 17, got a move, took, you know, surprised a few people, I think, by moving to Nice. And then he's become a regular there and he's played a lot of football, which is good for his age and for the type of deal that Liverpool need to be doing this summer. So I think it's one to keep an eye on. I mean, what I've been told is that he's one who's definitely admired by Liverpool, but I wouldn't be 100% sure that they'll go in for him this summer. It might depend on who else wants to sign him. It might depend on sort of, as I say, what turns out with some other targets. But definitely a player that Liverpool like and would. I would keep an eye on the links, definitely.
Yeah, it makes sense. It makes sense. Like I say, we've spoken about this numerous times. And sometimes Liverpool can be quite unpredictable in the market, but sometimes they can actually be quite predictable as well. And I always say, Liverpool try and sign the players before they look like they're about to take off. Mm. Like he is playing regularly. He's just been, you know, he's just been capped by France.
Yeah,
he's 22. Yeah, he's 22. It feels like he's about to. And Liverpool, rather, you know, we've always said before that Thiago might be the only world class player Liverpool signed. They always try and get this is the type of profile. Mm-hmm. And this is why both of these links and Taram and maybe Kone, more so Taram, I think, makes a bit more sense to me in that.
Yeah.
That kind of ticks a few of the boxes that we associate with Liverpool players, Liverpool transfers.
I think as well, and I'll bring McAllister into this, there's a personality element to it as well. And if you do a bit
having
of...
Having dads who play footy, maybe.
Well, yeah, that didn't even make that connection. But yeah, I think that probably is part of their personality, to be fair. You know, like sort of a comfort in themselves, a steel, a sort of inner... belief. And you know, you read about Kefren Taram. There was a great interview with Jason Burt in the Telegraph just before he made his international debut for France. I would recommend it to read it. He seems like a very mature 22-year-old kid, you know, if you want to call him that. I mean, he's talking about the books he's reading, his love of photography, and you know, he's talking about the history of his name and where that came from, and sort of that, you know, his dad's activism and anti-racism work and things like that. So he's obviously quite a well-rounded individual as well, someone who's got, you know, a good head on his shoulders. And Liverpool, you know, Liverpool tend to do that, don't they? I mean, there's a bit of a buzz phrase at the moment among sort of football executives, you know, no dickheads, I think is the phrase. But Liverpool, I think, have been living that world for a while, haven't they? You look at the players that they brought in, you know, whenever you sort of, you do your sort of follow-up piece after they've signed, a lot of the word you get back is a rock-solid character. And you see that with a lot of the players they bought, don't you? You see it with Robertson, you see it with Gini Wijnaldum, you see it with Switzerland, with Diogo Jota, with Konate, that they all seem to be sort of ready to buy into this kind of, you know, collective, this self-improvement sort of culture, if you want to call it that. And if Liverpool are losing some people who have been quite key to that this summer, James Milner being probably the most important, but even people like Roberto Firmino, who just set high standards in training, having characters who are A, good enough to be part of it, but B, tough enough as well to sort of not just be part of it, but to become central to it, quite would be important. And it feels like McAllister has that kind of ability. He's done it with Argentina, he's done it with Brighton. Just reading about him, and listen, I'm just reading an interview, so take that with what it is. But it does feel like someone like Taram, for a 22-year-old, has got a pretty good handle on who he is, where he wants to go, and what type of person he is. So I think it's... it will be interesting. I don't expect Liverpool to be taking too many gambles in terms of characters. You know, they haven't really ever, have they? You know, like, I can't think of many that they've brought in, probably going back to sort of the Rodgers era, that you thought, ooh, that's a bit of a handful, or, you know, someone you might have to rein in or get hold of. They've tended to sort of do their homework and get the right kind of person as well as player.
Yeah, we've got a question here from the Discord from Josh Hall. Thanks, Josh. Says, and can you see us getting both Manu Kone and Kefren Taram? If not, who would your preferred option be? Like, first part's opinion, second part's, well, they both are, but in different ways. But
yeah,
is there a way where Liverpool sign both of these two young aspiring French players? Perhaps, I don't know, one or the other.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, I think they're going to get McAllister. So if you were talking about getting those three, that's three sort of players that's going to cost, you know, let's just say that the fees that were put in there, you're talking 160 million around that for three players. Yeah, it does, but it also, you know, that leaves you not much wiggle room if you want to bring in a defender or a left back if someone leaves, or, you know, whatever, a goalkeeper potentially. So maybe I'd think two out of those three rather than three. Preferred pick, I couldn't tell you a preferred pick. I couldn't sit and lie and say, oh, I've watched a lot of Turam and he's this kind of player. I've watched a lot of Kone. I think you've just got to back Liverpool in terms of whatever they do in the market. And in fairness to them, you know, when they have bought a player, generally, you know, you can argue about Carvalho, and I know we'll talk about him later in the show, but you can argue about Darwin. But I think generally Liverpool have got it right when they've decided this is the player we want. I still think there's a very good chance that they get it right with Darwin as well. So I think you've just got to back Liverpool on it, but I would lean towards one or the other if you were talking about it. I'm not convinced they'll get either of them, you know, fully, but I think there's still work to be done on that front. But I would lean towards McAllister plus one, and maybe a different type of player if they were looking at it. You know, you could be looking at a free transfer, you could be looking at a sort of a much younger player who comes in, you know, just for example, the guy from Bristol City who's been linked, Alex Scott. You know, I could see a world where he comes in as a sort of a very young player to be sort of moulded in and come through, you know, a little bit like by Cetic and that kind of thing. So there's still plenty to do, but I think it'll all become a lot clearer in the next few weeks, definitely.
Hope you enjoyed that clip from our Journo Inside show over the transfer window. That show will be streamed twice a week over on redmenplus.com, Monday mornings and Thursday mornings. So if you want to go and check out the entire show that I've just recorded with Neil, we talked about Kone, Mount, Carvalho and loads more, Alexis McAllister, obviously, redmenplus.com. Sign up, get yourselves involved and you get that show twice a week. I'll see you over there.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.